Grand rising, beautiful humans, and welcome to Rising Minds, where our intention is clear. We want to share valuable information for transformation designed to raise your consciousness to a whole new level of mind. I'm your host, Sam Dagash, aka The Mind Alchemist. All right, beautiful people, thank you for tuning in for another episode. And I wanted to start this episode by asking you a question. Yes, you, the listener. I wanted to ask you, how often do you practice being here and now? And when I say practicing being here and now, I mean practicing being in the generous present moment. A lot of the times people think, you know, what do you mean being in the here and now? I'm always here and now. In reality, we're not, because our mind most of the time is anticipating what's going to happen next, or we are fixated in the past. In fact, many people with the work I do are stuck in the past. They're stuck emotionally in the past. They have experiences that's happened to them that they haven't overcome, both consciously or unconsciously, and it tends to pull them back into those experiences. So they're never really here now. They're never really here in the present moment. And even you might see this with some people, some friends, maybe even family, where you speak to them and you know that you're having this conversation, but you can almost look through their eyes that they're not really there with you. Their mind is somewhere else. So what is actually going on there? You know, what is actually happening? And it's quite simple. It's their presence. They're not here. They're not with us or with themselves in this present moment. They're fixated on something in the future or something in the past, that either something in the future that hasn't happened yet, or in the past where something or someone or some event, they're rehearsing that or reflecting on it in their mind. And that's okay. That can happen, and it's not necessarily always a negative thing. However, it becomes a negative thing when it preoccupies our mind, when it takes over our mind, where we lose the focus of being here and now. We lose the ability to be present in this generous present moment, because all we have is now, you know, guys. All we really have right now is this present moment. Like, as I'm speaking to you now in this conversation, and you're listening wherever you are, in this present moment, all it is this piece of information that is coming through to you, and all that is this moment now. And if we really understand that, if we really can practice being in this present moment, we find so much peace in this present moment. That's why people say meditation or practicing mindfulness. There's sometimes, and I've noticed, not a negative association, but like, oh my God, meditation, that means I have to sit down. I can't sit down. What do you mean sit down and close my, you know, there's always that sense of like, oh, that I'm not a monk, or there is sometimes a negative association with meditation, or specifically the word meditation. And the word meditation, you know, with defining that or breaking that down, is just becoming familiar with the self, becoming familiar with the I am, with the me. And practicing that doesn't necessarily mean I have to go and hum, or I have to do the om, or I have to do an hour meditation. The idea is to simply practice being here and, you know, disconnecting from the past and the future, disconnecting from thoughts and memories of the past, of yesterday or the moment before, or what are you anticipating or you're about to do, and bringing yourself and pulling yourself, literally pulling yourself, to the generous present moment by simply closing your eyes. And could do 5 minutes or 10 minutes if you've never meditated before in your life. I don't even want to call this a meditation. I want to call this a recalibration. By simply being in a space where you choose to condition your body to sit down, you choose to command your body to wait for that next moment of what you're anticipating, the phone, the distractions, the calls, the emails, the conversations, the tasks, and just sitting with yourself for 5 to 10 minutes. And all you need to do is simply breathe. Breathe in through the nose, slower and deeper than usual, and breathe out through the mouth. And just focus on your breath. And if you can do that for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes if you can, and allow those thoughts to come through the mind. A lot of people think that, oh, if I meditate, I shouldn't be thinking. No, it's okay. Allow those thoughts to come through, but become the observer of those thoughts. Become the witness of those thoughts, and don't tie yourself emotionally. Just go, oh, interesting. Look, what am I thinking about? So stepping out of the operating system, stepping out of the programs, requires you to practice being here and now. Otherwise, we get pulled into the programs and we react and interact and respond and do all of that unconsciously, because that's back into the program. So practicing spending 5 to 10 minutes every day, and that could be in the morning. Actually, in fact, it's best practice to do it in the morning or in the evening, because in the morning, your brainwaves are still very low. So before grabbing that phone, before getting all those neural networks to start wiring and firing and thinking about different things and people and places in your life and situations and what you need to do, before touching the phone, it's always best practice to go and sit down and just sit with yourself for 5-10 minutes, and maybe set an intention. Maybe say to yourself, I want this day to be smooth. I want this day to be easy. I want this day to be productive. I want this day to be, you know, I want to feel good today. So you're almost, you know, setting a tone. But we can't set a tone when we are busy in the mind, when our mind is thinking about the future, the past. You gotta command that beautiful mind of yours by first stepping out of the program and doing, you know, actioning this sense of breath that I'm talking about. And it's not, there's so many breath practices out there. I'm really trying to break this down and make it as easy as possible. It's just simply breathing in through the nose for a count of four, holding for a count of one, and breathing out for a count of four through the mouth. Okay, easy, simple breath. And allow your thoughts to come through. It's okay. Until you move to a space of absolute silence, sometimes you'll get it, sometimes you won't. But the fact that you're sitting down and becoming an observer of all the thoughts that are running through your mind is extremely important, because it's allowing you to step out of the program. And by doing so, and I guarantee you, you the listener, and I don't like saying this, I guarantee, but I literally guarantee you, because I've been doing this for years, and I know, and I've been, you know, coaching this and always recommending this to my clients all around the world, both professional, top performing traders or C-level individuals, CEO, whoever they are, wherever their status is, whatever, everyone I've been, it doesn't matter. Everyone, I always say, practice a form of mindfulness, because that's going to cognitively enhance your cognitive function. It's going to reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. It's going to boost your immune function. Everything I'm saying here, you can research this. Like, don't take my word for it. Go research this. Find this. All this information, all the studies are out there. It helps you better sleep. It increases self-awareness. So if you sit in silence and you observe your thoughts, the feelings, and those bodily sensations without judgment, you into start fostering a deeper understanding of yourself and your inner experiences. And I think this is really important, because the idea is to build that relationship with self. But for me, it's always about enhancing that emotional regulation. So if you know how to emotionally regulate yourself by getting into that state, it's a state ultimately what you're inducing, you know, by doing those breaths, by getting the brain and heart, you know, coherence. It's about just relaxing the nervous system. It improves focus and concentration 100%. I can guarantee this, because I see this every day. I live this every day. It helps me even in between sometimes my tasks, my daily tasks. If I need to take a 5 minute or a 10 minute break and literally just recalibrate, it's like restarting your computer. You know, when your computer has multiple windows open, you have multiple things going on. Sometimes it starts to get a bit slow, right? It starts to get a little bit like fragmented, like it's not working the way you want to efficiently work. your brain is exactly the same way. Your mind is exactly the software. The brain is the hardware. The mind is the software. So I'm giving you a hack here. When you practice being here and now, just be here and now, you are literally changing and elevating yourself by improving your focus and concentration. Now, if you have improved focus and your concentration in your life, you, the listener, tell me, would that not make you more of an efficient person? Would that not make you achieve your goals easier? Would that not make you have improved productivity and performance in your daily tasks? Because you'll have more sustained attention. And this is probably one of the biggest, most challenges we're all going through, all of us, including myself, is the challenge of sustaining our attention. There's so much information that is pouring in from all our devices, from all our experiences, from everything we're doing. And if we don't take time to just be here and now and to practice what I'm mentioning in this episode, to practice taking 5-10 minutes, maybe building it up to more eventually, but really just practicing being in silence. You don't even need a guided meditation or someone. Of course, it always helps if you don't know. And I have my own guided practices that I share. But generally speaking, just by you sitting with yourself, literally just sitting with yourself and just breathing for 5-10 minutes and forcing your body to sit down. You know, that's where the challenge is, because the body is the unconscious mind. It's got things to do. It wants to go and have coffee, and it wants to go here, and it wants to get, it's used to getting that stress pump in the morning when you're in traffic or when you're with your colleagues or with your, whatever you do in your day or a profession. There's that constant getting fed, the body's fed that chemical response from your state, because your state determines the chemicals that's running through your body. And it's like, hey, I need my fix. So you're teaching the body to be calm. You're teaching the body to go, I am the boss here, not you. I'm going to let you know when to move. So now we're sitting for 10 minutes in silence. Yes, you're not going for your phone. I know it's itchy on your phone and you need to go with your phone. You need to check your Instagram and who liked this and who did that. We all fall victim to that, guys. But we have to do something about it, because then we are being controlled by external factors, not internal. And my message to you is to take your power back. Take your power back by practicing being here and now. And if you practice this and you sustain this practice and you build on this practice, I guarantee you will have much more increased self-awareness. You will have definitely more focus and concentration in your day. You will have better health benefits coming through to your nervous system. Because remember, it's all interconnected, right? And I mean, if we can reduce any form of stress in our life, and stress hormones, the cortisol, promoting a better sense of calm and relaxation, it's going to make us more efficient. It's like, again, restarting that computer. When you restart your computer, how does your computer work? Your folders all closed, everything's realigned, recalibrated, is extremely powerful. So my message with this episode, guys, is if you are doing it, great for you. And this is just a reminder that it is, what you're doing is amazing, and keep doing what you're doing. Allocating 10-20 minutes a day in the morning or in the evening, and just making sure that you are switching off literally from the external world and going inward and becoming that observer, becoming the observer of it all, and understanding that there is power. There is absolute power in being here and now. So guys, sending you so much love and positive energy. Thank you for taking time to watch this. Thank you for taking time to listen to this. I haven't done any videos actually recently. I've been focusing on the podcast, but I'm going to be doing some video content soon as well. So thank you again, guys. Much love to you all, and positive energy.